fool.
Play hard, play clean.
Change.
This is for making a name for ourselves.
Hello everyone, I'm Vishnu Chaudhary and you are listening to the Vishnu Show podcast. First of all, a very happy new year to you as this is the first episode of 2023. Yes, I was quite inactive for almost 2 months and this was because I was going through some sort of creative blocks. But now as I am again recovering myself by exploring new form of arts and other hobbies, it is really helping me smoothly come up with new blocks of ideas for this podcast. So I hope you had 2022 an amazing year, and in 2023 you may have some new year resolutions, goals, and many of you might be working on it. But what I have been doing in the past month, which was January, is that I haven't started anything new yet. Anything which was on my goal list haven't been started, and that's because I wanted to start my new year with the starting of the spring. And this is some sort of an experiment which I have been doing with myself for a quite period of time. It's been around 2 to 3 years. I have recorded 2 podcasts in that time too, but only to check myself that how I am performing and what I can do. It was a total trash podcast. As many of you all know that in January, North India have winter at its peak, and it's the time when I don't know about you, but I feel lazy a lot, and this is one thing my friend says about me, because whenever they would ask me to go out and have some study or work to do, I would rather say them to just sleep under their blankets. So I hibernate a lot and just reflect on myself and my goals or the resolutions that I have taken. So now coming to the point of doing this was only because most of people start their resolution for New Year in motivation, like going to gym or starting a new habits like reading books. But what I saw with most of the people around me is that more than 50% have left that habit within 2 weeks. And this is mostly what I had learned when I talked to some of my friends who quit resolutions in this way, was that when we do something out of motivation, there can be an energy flowing through our body that makes us push ourselves to go to the gym or read 20 pages daily. But eventually, after some days, there is a lack in interest, as it may feel like a burden, or doing such heavy task also causes stress sometimes. See, motivation can be the some sort of a last thing why anyone have ever finished a race or won a championship. It was always a greater why, like for example, why would you finish an assignment waking up late at night, just an hour before deadline? It happens because of fear of getting zero in it. For me, it's always come from a source of fear in this education world. Many of the students do this thing out of fear, or some might have found out a way to win the scoreboard by scoring greater marks, as they have understood the education system workings and now they are just waiting for the opportunities like this to score extras. It's a different why for different people. And same happened with the resolutions. When you expect something and you act with the motivation for a week, a month, but you don't see any results, or sometimes you don't find as fascinating or as interesting as you thought it would be. And it's always because of the reason behind setting these resolutions. Our behaviors are not based on logics or ideas. Logics and ideas can influence our decision, but ultimately it's our feeling that determines what we do. And we do mostly what we feel good about and avoid doing things which we feel bad about. And the only way we can ever not do something we feel good about and do what we feel bad about is with those temporary boosts of willpower and denying our desires and feelings to do what is right. And it can only happen when you will try to add discipline to it. But by adding discipline, I am not saying that you have to go hard on yourself. You can skip it for a day, but not 2 days in a row. Because any habit building takes time. You can't wake up early in the morning at 4 for every day and go to the gym and just start lifting 100 kg on day 1. It is to be trained steadily over a longer period of time. And the first step you can take to start building great self-discipline is that you can go on for removing temptation from your environment. There is widely famous quote by Oscar Wilde, "I can resist anything except temptation." As this is something out of sight, out of mind thing, so the fewer distracted you are, the more you will be building consistency with your goals. It's simple, prioritize and execute. Look, you are ambitious, driven, so there always be a reason why you can't do something, and there is always a reason why you can do something. Just find an exciting reason to work on your goals, which you can enjoy. Alright, that's it for today's episode. In the upcoming episode of this season, I will be talking about paradox of self-discipline. If you loved this episode, share it with your friends, and I will see you next Saturday. This is Vishnu Chaudhary, signing off.